Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, fuckers. Hi, fuckers. I hope you sound better than that bitch that just introduced us.
I know, right?
Oh, I can't introduce it. Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, yeah. Sorry, my mom's still trying to, like, get her shit together here. She's always
I'm
late.
I'm fine. No, I'm not.
You're always late.
My leg, y'all. It's not my hamstring.
Fuck
it's
my
hamstring. Hamstring, not hamster.
Hamtaro.
Not my hamstring. It's my turkey string.
Your hamster string.
No, it's my pizza string. Okay, anyway. Match my butterfly chair to my ass. Maybe I'll start flying away. Alright, I need to get buzzed again. I mean, I got a buzz, but I'm wearing my robe. I'm itching my back with it, and I'm like, that's all I'm going to say. So, anyway.
Yeah, let's spare the
listeners.
Let's spare all our fucking listeners.
Yes, please. Alright, because I don't want to give anyone no visions, because I'll probably make myself sick. So,
y'all, zero of our listeners are going to barf.
Yeah, so, anyway, I mean, okay, well, anyway,
God, excuse the fuck on me. I thought it was part of this freaking show, but
giving it a shot. That's the title of our show. Okay.
Yay! And then what's it called? The what's the word called?
The word? Okay.
All right, the pitch for the show was Mom Stubbed 2 Units.
Oh, I stubbed my unit today. Damn it.
She stubbed her unit.
Well, you know, any Jersey Shore lovers out there, somehow I think
your name is Unit.
Nah, it's like, all right, seriously, dude. All right, situation's best friend. At the time, anyways.
Situation.
The Stitch's best friend, Unit.
Oh, no, my boy, Unit. Oh, not anymore now that he's sober.
Well, hopefully, I mean, that, you know, well, for all we know, Mr. Unit there, which to this day, I swear, looks like the guy on the Mag magazine cover. That's who he looks like. You pull up the Unit on Google. From Jersey Shore.
He definitely looks like him with a blowout.
Can you pull that up? Pull that up. Put Mad Magazine.
Oh my God. Nobody's going to see it.
No! Just so we can fucking laugh at it. I mean, it's funny, you know? Gotta have some excitement on here. Like,
yeah, I know. We don't excite ourselves that much. Huh? Yep. Oh my God. Put a blowout on him.
Have you? I thought it was more of an afro, but have you ever...
Yeah, it was like a blowout afro kind of thing. That's weird.
Have you ever actually looked this up since I mentioned that? Ever? That was a question.
Oh, to me?
Yeah. No, I'm talking to my magazine.
I thought you were talking to a listener.
No. Yeah, because I'm waiting for them to answer.
No, of course I haven't.
Okay, well, yeah. Okay, that's why I was glad that... That's kind of why I wanted to, you know, throw it out there and pull it up because, yeah. And then back that fucking Unit and a rider.
Yep.
How many people have seen both?
She has the proper name, Rider.
Exactly.
And he rides for everyone.
Yeah, really. You know, I wonder how some of these girls on there, like, feel after they saw all the insults that, you know, and all the shit that was talked
you
about
your
them.
Shit over?
Well, at least I have a lid on. I don't need to lose any more liquor. It's a little bit of a...
I know, everyone's dissing her, like, what's his name? Made a joke.
It's like,
that Pauly D, I think, made a joke. He said something about whatever... bus thing and everyone gets a free ride.
Well, you know, what I don't get is, even though it's kind of off the topic, but you know, they had the producers sitting out in the tent, and then the one supposedly that was living in the apartment upstairs or whatever, and it's like they must have let so many people, like the girls that would go by and yell out, hey,
Mom! I don't know, fucking big cows from that fucking
season.
Yeah.
It's
you got
like,
punched those big fat fucking.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Or that
like,
fat cow bitch. And then the trash, the fucking garbage truck rolled up. They're like, hey, there's your ride.
No, no, come on. All right. First of all, what was it? Oh, come on. Can't forget this. What alert was it? It was
grenade.
Grenade. I was, yeah.
Some grenade horn.
Yes. All right. So, all right. They were at the bar that night.
Like graphite incense. Yeah.
Okay. Now,
what do you recall? I think she got punched.
Well, the night that the garbage truck showed up.
Oh.
This was my theory.
Yeah,
right.
They all was in the, yeah, they went to the bar. I saw it, and then they, I don't remember.
And then they usually stay until closing, right?
Well, shit, they got stolen.
Wait, but, oh, yeah, don't do that. But, okay, so I'm wondering this.
Okay, I wrote for him, because I don't want the whole thing to be focused
wait,
on.
Wait, no, no,
I mean, that was one of those days that they were home.
Yeah, that's what I was just going to say.
That bitch.
Yeah, that bitch just comes prancing on his. Like, dude, how did they get past security? All right, obviously, we already know.
Yeah, remember, they were still out there on the street yelling up there. And then eventually, after Snooki came out, when they came up the stairs.
Well, that was, I think, the second night that they were there. The second time they had been there.
Well, one of them.
Yeah,
for sure.
The one. And then
she brought that one fat bitch, like, ew, man, are you serious?
Well, yeah, and
Mike invited us over.
All right, well, if they have producers out in the tent right next to the stair ramp.
I mean, maybe he called one girl, but then she brought the whole fucking farm with her.
Well, the thing is, I remember now the producers are hidden inside, and they have the chest sitting right out there, and they're basically got their security and everything. So, thing is, it's like, all right, how do these people just draw by? You know, they got to let people walk down the street because they can't close off the street, which MTV.
Oh,
like,
yeah, but they can't let people walk up the stairs.
Thing is, MTV has enough, does have enough money where they could control their whole street if they wanted to.
Well, yeah, but they have set budgets for shows. So,
usually. Yeah. For Bama Shore budget.
Anyway, I wouldn't know. I've never stooped to that level to watch
it. Neither have I. Well, I've seen parts of it.
If it is, it's probably money they made off of Jersey Shore.
You know it. Because Jersey and Jordy was the only two out, and Jordy was a, was like...
Oh, there's so many different spin-offs.
Well, yeah. But Jordy was still after Jersey. Or it might have
well,
been...
Well, yeah. No, no, they were after. They were after.
Yeah, I don't know if it was a season after... But it was pretty close to, you know.
But they put out episodes more often.
But the funny thing is, for everybody, but it is casting's fault, but still, you know, are they changing the look before they go on the show? Because it's like, dude, really, you guys are going to cast people that look like the original cast? It's like, but then again, like I said, it's like some of them might change their looks after. Who knows? It's like, but they have grenades in, like, the floor of Vanna Shore. It's like, all the girls are pretty much grenades.
Oh, I've seen, yeah, I've seen clips of it. It's like, ew, man, that's the cast.
Right.
Like,
and you know.
You compare that to Jersey Shore, like, come on.
They got, like, both self-esteem fat cows with these.
That's like the grenade version of Jersey Shore. They
yeah.
purposely made a grenade version.
Yeah, that's what we said the first time. That was one of my first things out of my mouth. Come to find out that, you know, of course, 100,000 million people had the same, you know, but
yeah.
Anyway, what I was going to say real quick is, as far as them getting in the house, like, they didn't, you know, damn well production let them in there because they knew something was going to happen, or they told them to go in there and start fighting, and because, unfortunately, that's what they do, so, And that night that Snooki was looking like a skeeve, and they were like, go back to you're not.
I liked her outfit.
Exactly. But the thing is, they're yelling at him, oh, you're not from Jersey.
Did you ever read the story about why that even happened?
No, I only saw what I saw.
Apparently that was around the time that the mayor of that area.
Yes, he didn't want Jersey Shore there.
And that's why people were saying that.
Yes. Anyway, okay, cool. Anyway, to move on, that was an unplanned sex.
Yeah, it was.
Sometimes it's better that
way. Well, hey, that's how it is anyway,
mostly, so, yeah. So, you guys, we have a nice, I mean, it's New Year's Eve, if we have one of those shows that ends up being fabulous. And
I have something that can fall on me now on New Year's Eve. No,
so that's going to kill you. I mean, especially losing the weight you have.
I know.
This girl, where were you when you started? I was trying to tell you this morning.
Well, apparently this scale read 172, but I think it might have been a little more.
I'm
at 127.
Dude, I was telling this morning that you're like around 160. No. When you went on it, holy shit.
My starting weight was 172.5 officially in my app.
All right, you guys, you know what? You should have just strictly a chaos site for the station so you can put like.
I'd like to. We used to have that, but, you know.
That's not at all. Well, maybe once.
But if you don't need to take a grenade.
I mean, literally, no, landmine.
Yeah.
What's the matter?
Oh, your kitty just came in.
He's been too mad, though. Like, he hops around, like, he's missing everything.
Dude, earlier when you were out there in the kitchen with Harley, I was sitting there doing my makeup in there.
My head went through.
He, like, came in there, and he was just sitting here in the corner by the dresser looking. Like, he was just sitting there watching me. I was like, buddy, what's wrong? And he just sat there looking all sad. It's like,
look, buddy.
I think our buddy is depressed.
I know. That's what I'm saying. Come on. Because we took in a kitty, a homeless kitty, and it was a kitten. And a mate.
He's still a kitten.
Yeah, he's still a kitten. But it's a he. And the last time we got another kitten in this house, it was a she. And they were best buddies by now.
Butterball. Well, I think we got to get him six. All right, anyway. Mm-hmm. All right, we're like, on air, so let's not.
So, yeah, anyways, guys. Right. Hey, come on, bud. We would love to have a special. Go put this on your lap.
Oh, okay.
Go ahead, buddy. Go ahead. Anyway, so New Year's Eve, if anybody is going to be at home like us losers here, yeah, seeing your losers. No, Carly's not up there. But there you go. He hates me, you know.
I know, he's all mad at you.
Yeah. I give him treats. I brush him at night, and he sleeps in my bed, and he just pisses me off. And I give him both, you know.
Like, well, as long as he has a little safe space.
Well, yeah, I give him not just as much, but I guess
it's
okay.
Okay.
Not okay with that.
But, yeah.
Well, anyway, you guys.
Sorry, we're, like, really off track.
Should we go to
Oh, what, the same song we've been playing the last several episodes?
Well, last time.
Even though nobody listened, it wouldn't even matter.
You played
anyway,
one song, but you didn't play, like, Geist.
Well, I have two songs right now, okay?
Ooh.
It's not like anybody ever listens anyway, so.
Well, if y'all listen, leave comments, you know?
All right, well, let's go to a song real quick.
Yeah,
okay.
It's like now I'm getting depressed thinking about it.
Thank you. Frau würde sie ihren Herzen verschließen. Dann würde doch alles gut.
Ich hätte noch nie jemanden so geliebt.
Should we just, like, leave?
Should we leave?
Should we just leave? I mean, do you guys, like, hate us? Because I get this feeling that nobody likes us. I mean, I'm, like, welcome to my world.
I mean, look what I just did. Fucker, fuck, motherfucker.
Yeah, you kept pouring it.
Well, because I had a straw there. But, you know, rest in peace, Elvis Presley. And I think we should... Everyone else who Elvis Presley is, I've been just, I'm not going to get into it, but it's like, I've been just getting into it, so.
Okay.
No, dude, remember the Axl Rose dude I showed you that was on that Paraguay version of American Idol?
Yeah.
Except for they don't lip sync. Well, it's a little different because they...
Boring.
Their, you know, thing of their actual idol. And,
yeah,
so they have to sound like them.
Whatever.
Anyway.
I have adults coming up. Hold on. Oh, my God, dude, actually, I don't know if it was yesterday or the day before. I was sitting there cleaning the bins out at work.
Yeah.
For, there's a station open. So I was sitting there cleaning shit up, and all of a sudden I felt this rumble.
Was it your ass?
And I felt so loud, like, in the clean room, like I just did.
Did you hear that?
And
that is why we are here.
No, that's why I'm at work, is so I can belch like that. Yeah, but then I sat there, I was like, blunt, and I'm like, oh my God, I hope nobody's heard it. There was nobody around me, but I think there was people on the other side doing their thing, but
hey,
pretty much nobody ever hears Seth headphones on. But...
Well, can I say something?
Absolutely fucking not.
Please?
You cannot say anything at all. You just have to sit here and be quiet the whole show. You can't say a damn thing, and neither can I, so here we go. That's a mess, Taurus. No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah. I want to say something.
We'll say something.
Anyways, tonight you guys watch Destination Fear on the Travel Channel. I know. Can I say that?
Oh, fucking no.
Well, I'm going to tell you. Okay, anyways. Real briefly, Dakota Layden was on Ghost of Destiny.
Thing I hear about it.
And now he's got his own show, and it's fucking awesome. So turn on the Travel Channel tonight. That's Dakota Layden and his sister Chelsea from Minnesota.
Yep.
And that's where we're at.
Sarcastic.
He's going to be better than Zach Bagans. So.
Cool.
Anyway.
That's awesome.
So let's see here. Earlier I was practicing on something, but I didn't write it down. Because I don't. Even though I'm standing up, but I'm just lying. And I don't fucking remember.
Maybe when Peter Griffin left.
It was. Oh, let's see. I was talking about, I was singing a gospel song. And
Oh,
God, which one was it?
I don't know. But all I know is I kind of want to attend. I kind of want to open a potato joint called the Sponge.
The what?
That's here we go. This is gonna be one of those where we're gonna have to in 6 minutes.
Yeah,
you're gonna
like,
be laughing and you're gonna be like wrestling with the keyboard trying to disconnect us.
The
and,
Sponge Shack.
The Sponge Shack. Now there's a problem with that. let me put some thought into that here.
The Sponge Shack.
Not the.
When he left the room.
Oh, I'm sure he was like getting. He went to go.
He's not
go whale his. He went to go whale his spud on the crud. Like he did. So, no. He went to go find his wiggler. No. He went to go find his little. He went to go find his towel. To do his little wiggler thing, so anyway. Notice I've been noticing lately now because I didn't want Harley to get involved with like seeing that
being a towel.
But I've been walking out there with him dragging the Harley blanket around, and Harley is like just sitting there like.
Yeah, remember when we first took him in and we thought it was a girl? Like, she's probably going to sit there and watch and like, what the fuck?
And that's what happened. So then I left.
He's going to get mentally damaged.
I know, dude. Yesterday, I noticed Harley Butters was trying to drag the blanket across it. My hand, like, humped in the blanket. And Harley was trying to grab it and
pull it away. An update, I don't know if we mentioned this ever, because I don't think I ever put it on Facebook. Remember when we had our black kitty called Nana, but it turned out to be a dude, so Mom renamed him Harley.
Because he purrs very loud, and seriously, when I'm laying in bed,
he's got this really rusty little purr.
Yes, and I'm hoping to God he doesn't have pneumonia, because he was living outside, and... We took him in a couple months ago. I haven't seen Native Kitty around here now.
Well, that's probably a good thing.
Yeah. Because I quit putting
him in. Even if it did, I don't think it died, but.
No.
If it did, maybe it's a good thing.
No, this is what I think happened, okay? Because the other ones now that.
Well, like I say, if you quit putting.
The ones we captured. Okay, the ones we captured.
Mm-hmm.
I think. Because, I mean, go look. They were all gray tigers.
Mm-hmm.
So, I think after a few of them disappearing now, the owners finally realized, well, we better keep them inside, and because otherwise this one's going to disappear.
Yeah, keep your damn cats inside if it's fucking winter. Like,
yeah.
How stupid can you be?
Exactly, and these cats are, like, attacking my bird feeder and shit, and, like, when you see them dragging a half-empty bird feeder that I had sitting on my patio... down with, like, or, you know, like a bread bowl full of bird seed. with it, trying to, like, rip it apart because it's, like, probably half frozen. And, you know, that's just, that's not right. I mean, motherfuckers.
No, and then, like, some people comment on posts, like, oh, no, some posts in the group, and they're like, oh, they're barn cats. Well, fucking feed them, dude. Obviously, they're coming around. You know, a lot of other people posts, they're like, you can't just fucking.
Yes, exactly. You put food out for them in the barn, okay? We have foxes. Turkeys do come around here and there, but there's foxes. We do have coyotes.
Apparently, it's been a wolf scene. Remember that area, the way we take through to Rockford, that windy road?
Yeah.
Apparently, there was a wolf sighting over there.
Well, yeah, that's one that Linda was always talking to me about.
Oh, I hit that fucking road and lives in
Howard Lake.
I like it during the summer, but.
Yeah, it's like, it's just.
It's
dark and slippery.
Anything out there, just, you know, you can't just assume that your cat is being fed.
Yeah.
Even if you're putting food out.
Barn cat, okay.
It's like, oh, they're a barn cat. Just leave them.
I've seen the barn. Yeah. They got to be between the two houses that we already have. One of them we can see from our patio. It's on a few acres. It's on like 3 or 4 acres. Well, okay then, bitch. 20 seconds.
90 seconds.
Okay, well, the one place is like, we can see it from our patio, and they have like a big, kind of like a pole barn, and they got ATVs, and they got, you know, they got some kind of business going, but still, it's probably not heated. If it is, yay, but still, if you're going to put shit out there, I don't know, most of them are, so. Any two.
I know.
But yeah,
you know what?
Some warm guys says.
Yeah, so.
We have
your animals disappear. They probably got taken to a shelter because fuck you. We're not going to let Kitty out there and starve.
Yeah, check your community shit. My boyfriend built a nice freaking 2-3 inch panel cat house for myself.
3 inch.
The wood on it is
2 to 3 inches. I was going to say, it's not 2 to 3 inches.
No, it's like you could fit a good sized dog in there, but the door is big enough to fit a regular cat in. So. Unless it's a baby raccoon that can get in there, ain't no one will fuck. Oh, fuck you, bitch. All right, guys, well, see you later. Fucking merry goddamn turkey Christmas.
Oh, we'll have you back for Christmas. Who knows? Bye.
Christmas or New Year's?
New Year's for sure.